This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
In a couple of minutes, two little scene stealers are going to join us with an amazing lesson on investing and entrepreneurship. Please stay with us for that. I'm David Brancaccio. First, there's news that the Big Ten Conference Sports League has struck the most lucrative TV deal yet in college sports. That development comes as cable and broadcast TV lose further ground to streaming. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
The Big Ten Conference says it struck TV deals spanning 7 years with CBS, Fox, NBC, and its streaming service Peacock. According to the Wall Street Journal, the deals are worth about $7.5 billion, made possible by something of a coup in collegiate sports after the University of Southern California and UCLA announced they will join the Big Ten Conference in 2024, expanding its reach from predominantly the Midwest to lucrative West Coast media markets. For the television networks, the deal will help them compete with live sports, especially collegiate football, as they continue to lose audience share to streaming. According to the viewership measurement company Nielsen, for the first time in July, streaming overtook cable and broadcast TV as the most watched format. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Whew, hot summer, right? A lot of places. July was the third hottest on record, and there's another hot stretch hitting parts of the Pacific Northwest and Northern California this week. The number of extremely hot days is expected to increase significantly across much of the U.S. over the next 30 years, according to a new analysis from the nonprofit First Street Foundation. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports on how our productivity will be affected.
Climate change is making it hotter all across the country.
There isn't a place that's actually getting cooler.
Matthew Eby at the nonprofit First Street Foundation, which focuses on climate risks, says the hotter it is, the less productive people are.
Because we just can't function in the same way under those extreme conditions.
That's especially true for people who work outside or in places that aren't air conditioned.
If you're working in a large warehouse or if you're a UPS truck driver or if you're doing construction, you're directly exposed to really high temperatures.
Amir Gina at the University of Chicago says extreme heat isn't just uncomfortable.
It can also make you more sluggish. It can make you more prone to errors. It can affect your health.
That threshold, where heat starts to really affect how well people can focus and work, is roughly 90 degrees.
Above that, we just start to see the hours that people work being eaten away.
Those days are becoming increasingly common. By mid-century, the Union of Concerned Scientists projects there will be twice as many days where the heat index tops 100 degrees. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The stock markets are down on recession worries. S&P futures are down 0.8%. NASDAQ futures down 1%. Now the 10-year Treasury yield is up again, 2.93%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now on this Friday in August, what came first, the chicken or the entrepreneur? The word capitalism, first referred to capita or head of cattle. This morning, it's more about chickens and investing. We want to introduce you to brothers from Wisconsin, Keel and Freddie, age 5 and 6. Recently, they had the option of spending their money all at once on an ice cream cone or instead making an investment. But you got to hear the two young entrepreneurs tell it with further words of wisdom from their mother, Brittany. Let me warn you that at one point they're going to yell, "Chickens!" kind of loud. Take it away, boys.
So I'm holding one. This is Lucy.
You're face to face with a chicken.
So I was like, what can I buy with my money? And mommy said, do you want to buy an ice cream cone or do you want to save and buy something bigger? And I said, I want to save. I thought about it, and like in 2 minutes, I was like, I want to buy chickens.
Why did you want to buy chickens?
To sell the eggs and then to get more money.
And sell eggs and get tons of money, like piles of money.
I'm saving for rollerblades.
I'm saving to get roller skates.
Mommy said that if we do the work of keeping the chickens, then we get the money of the eggs. If we don't do the work, then mommy gets the money.
I remember my parents being like, well, we'll get a dog, but you have to take care of it. You know, that lasts like, I don't know, a couple weeks. I mean, I'm like, okay, boys, have you checked your chickens today? And they're like, oh yeah. And I said, did you check the water? Oh no, we forgot. And they run back out and we'll check the water.
Peek out the window at them. And then we go out, get on our cars. And then we walk out the laundry room door. We go down and we check the chickens.
Yeah.
And we brought back.
What's special about your clogs?
They are chicken poop shoes, or clogs.
Why?
Because they're rubber. They're rubber. And if any water gets on them, it's
no,
okay.
No, it gets soaked on.
More yeah. importantly, if poop gets on it.
Yeah, if poop get on.
Yeah, poop.
They love to sit and count the money, and then they look at it and they ask me how much is in their bank, and they have all their bank statements they get every month, and they like to look at that.
How can you say no when your 5 and 6 year olds say we want to use our money to buy chickens and then we can sell the eggs and have more money? It's like, if they can convince me of the educational value, I'll go along with almost anything.
We deliver our eggs on our bicycles. We think we've saved a lot of money.
I have like 10 coins and 50 cents.
I will look it up for you. Keel, you have that much money.
I have saved $73.86.
I have saved $54.55.
Of Wisconsin came to us from Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. Season 3 of Million Bazillion is streamable now. What you just heard was produced by our Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.